Table row 1, column 1, can't see this email. Link view in your browser. This week's HNST curated. Our go-to tip against climate fatalism, all about vegan leather and debunking cotton sustainability facts. Row 2, honestly curated. Keeping up with fashion and sustainability is one of our favorite hobbies. News we came across, too important not to share. Climate fatalism, being bombarded with climate crisis news, reporting on environmental decay and social injustice can leave us feeling overwhelmed and a bit lost at times. A new global study by Ipsos and Fubera shows that we're not alone in this. Surveying 20,000 people from 27 countries, they've found that 20% of young people feel like it's too late to fix the climate crisis. Luckily, 58% of those surveyed are optimistic about our chances to solve climate change. These findings highlight the importance of sharing the story of solutions. What's your go-to trick to handle climate fatalism? Ours is to realize that fast fashion has only been around for 30 years, which means that we can transition into a new model within the same time frame, or even faster. Get the link detailed survey results. Row 3, all about vegan leather. It's long been known that the manufacturing process of animal leather is extremely toxic. In parallel, equally important animal welfare concerns have spurred the rise of vegan leather. But what is vegan leather made of? The vegan leather you'll find at fast fashion retailers is either polyurethane, PU, or polyvinyl chloride, PVC. Both materials require chemical-intensive processes to be created, with PVC being worst of the class. Plant-based vegan leathers have emerged as an alternative. Unfortunately, the majority of these materials remain partially biodegradable as they still include some plastic components. Buying second-hand can be a great option for those who are looking for a biodegradable material, minus the animal harm. If you do prefer a vegan alternative, avoid PVC at all costs, and go for brands that are transparent about their materials, chemicals and processes. Link discover the full story. Let's get our facts straight. When it's needed, we like to learn and unlearn. A recent series by Forbes and Transformers Foundation debunks several commonly used sustainability facts about cotton. Facts that we've also shared once in a while. So, let's get our facts straight. Cotton is often called a thirsty crop. However, it turns out that the crop itself isn't the one to blame. Cotton plants are adapted to survive in dry climates and can be purely rain-fed, requiring zero irrigation. Instead, the focus should be on the inefficient irrigation and farming practices, which are responsible for emptying freshwater reserves and creating water stress. Get the link full story. Book of the Week. Aja Barber is a leading voice in the sustainable fashion movement that we've long looked up to for critical reflections and connections that go beyond the mainstream conversation on sustainable fashion. In her book Consumed, The Need for Collective Change, she exposes the uncomfortable history of the textile industry, which is closely intertwined with colonialism and racism. The book can help us understand why we consume and how to take back ownership and power. Link click up and equals huge 48P2B2F7K Inc. 4. Row 4. Let's stay in touch. Follow us on our other channels to see our genes in action, get to know our production partners, and get a glimpse behind the scenes. Link graphic button text. Link graphic custom. Row 5. No longer want to receive these emails? Link unsubscribe, or link manage your preferences.